Simply Done, the podcast network.
I just don't get the guy. I don't know why anybody thinks he's talented.
What are you guys talking about? Who are you talking about?
Oh, he's got a bone to pick with Dickie Barrett.
Oh, man, that feud is really just...
Yeah, well, how would you feel?
I don't know how I would feel.
Well, I'm something special.
How do you feel?
Hey, oh. Scaremaster.
Hey, look at this.
Hey. Hey,
Parrot, come on in. Come on, let me do this.
Don't grab my nuts.
Tell
don't
me
grab me my balls. Nuts. It's, don't grab my nuts.
To New York, yank me.
I got you.
Wolfie loves Scaremaster's Italian meatballs.
I got you.
Come on, Perry, just go.
I got you.
Scaremaster, I've never seen you in New York Yankee pinstripes before.
You look good.
You look like Joe DiMaggio.
Thank you.
Like how he looks now.
Thank you.
Well, he's dead now. That's
yeah,
not really
that's
fair.
I mean, like, that's how Scaremaster looks like a dead Joe DiMaggio.
Well, anyway, I think that we got to get serious and we should start this show.
We do got to get serious for a second.
What is
folks.
It? What does it hat say? It's got like the number sign.
It's a hashtag.
W did.
Hashtag.
Oh, what do you mean hashtag? That
WDID, dude. What did I do?
What did I do? Okay.
That's good though.
Cool. Yeah.
This was sent by
a
great
fan.
That's
what you always say.
And this shirt was given to me by another great fan, Mr. Nicholas.
Jack?
Scaremaster's manager.
Was that Jack?
Nick. Oh, come on.
Jack Nicholas. Or Nicholson. Never mind. I'm just teasing. All right.
Oh my. Wait, hold on. I'm not the only one hearing the song, am I?
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. I'm your old pal, Don.
This is Maul.
And I'm Scary Perry.
And I'm America's favorite friend,
Wolfie.
Yeah.
Wolfie, yeah. What do you think the kids love about you the most?
Everything. I'm friendly. I'm lovable.
You're gay. You grab my nuts.
Yeah, tell your meatballs. They're good for me.
Well, Wolfie, can I interrupt real quick? Because we have something a little serious to talk about. For people that have been fans of not only the Big Three podcast, but also the Ding Dong Show, there's a loss in the Ding Dong family. Brian Cosme, the king of Boontang, my best friend in the world, his father, Brian Cosme Sr., passed away.
Jesus Christ, Scaremaster, what did you do? What
did
you
do?
What did you do?
Blaming it on me?
WDYD.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
I don't know if Perry had anything to do with it.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
From what they say, he was just trying to make a living, picking up cans so he could make a few dollars at the recycle place, and a car hit him.
You guys ever play Kick the Can?
Well, yeah, but that's not really a good time to bring it up.
In the Twilight Zone episode, the old people kicked the can that came back to life.
Excuse me, Mole.
You think that would work?
It didn't Cocoon.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a movie.
Yeah, well, how do you know?
Let's talk about
how
reality.
How about we take some of your murder victims and we put them in the Cocoon pool and see if maybe Nathaniel or Eric come back to life?
Wouldn't mind seeing that. I'd like to see these guys that you killed face
I'd
you.
Like to look, I didn't kill anybody.
I'd like to
one.
Look into Cookie's recently paid off
Cookie
live eyes one more time.
You mean my father's
yes.
Sonny?
His eyes.
Cookie.
The eyes.
He preferred Cookie. That's you don't even know that about your own
No,
father.
You don't even know that. You don't even know what
so
his name was.
So is there some sort of memorial fund being set up for Mr. Cosme?
I don't know yet. I think that what we'll do is we'll talk more on one of the upcoming Ding Dong Show podcasts on Death Squad.
Where and was he?
He was up in Bakersfield, California.
Oh, it's beautiful this time of year up there.
Yeah, he had just gotten out of jail, as you know. He had some drunken disorderlies, and supposedly the last time he was in the woman's bathroom completely nude, and he passed out on the floor. And
yeah, well.
He was on probation, so they.
Play is going to play.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Mold. So they took him in. He just got out of jail, and he's just trying to earn an honest living, going around picking up cans and bottles. And he picked up a can, which maybe he was too close to the road. I don't know. But we'll talk about that more, and we'll find out if there's a memorial
fund.
You think
he looked out, and he saw that can on the road, and he looked up, and he saw the headlights, and he looked back at the can, and he looked at the headlights, and he saw his furrowed brow, and he said, I think I can make it.
I don't know.
He's not you, Mole.
I don't know.
And then it just goes to a shot of a hubcap rolling away, a screech and a hubcap, and then a woman's horrified face going, my God, for a can, for a can. And then, and you know who would be good in that role? Is that lady going who going that other movie.
Who would be cast
as
Brian?
Laughing about this
because of the way you're saying
sick,
it.
Sick man.
He's been sick for a long time.
Death
means nothing to him. That's a game to Perry.
God,
no, it's the way you're saying it.
Just another body. Just another body stacked up for.
Doesn't matter to me.
Serial killer Caramelli.
Yeah, I didn't say serial. I'm not a serial killer.
Oh, really?
Then what are you?
You're like you're from John Wayne Gacy's hometown. You always talk about how he's
I'm
your
from
hero.
The North. I never said anything
you
about
do,
John.
I'm sure you did.
John Wayne Gacy. I don't even know the guy.
I think you said at one point that you look up to him, think he's the greatest man that America's ever produced.
Sorry, never
oh, really?
Said anything like
oh, really?
That.
And Jeffrey Dahmer. And remember John
Jeffrey Dahmer's from your hometown, Milwaukee.
Yeah, but you're the one who said that you would do. Remember when you said Jeffrey Dahmer, you agreed everything he did except for killing the young homosexual Latino and Filipino boys.
And then when Columbine happened, what'd you say there?
Nothing, but
ah,
it was
bullshit. You said it's about time these kids got what they deserve. I remember you saying it like
never
it was yesterday.
Like
it was
that.
The sickest thing I'd ever heard.
Never said anything like that.
Anyway.
You guys putting words in my mouth.
Brian Cosme Sr.
Hey, at least we're not dudes who are doing putting other stuff in your mouth like all those other dudes at the Denny's men's room.
Oh, fuck off, faggot.
He's not a faggot, and that's something we got to talk about in just a second. I would like to say that as far as things go, Brian Cosme Sr., we'll miss you, sir. And, you know, I know that he was on Jimmy Kimmel numerous times. I wonder if Jimmy will put a tribute out to him.
Yeah, that's probably why
he... Hey, can I ask you something?
What's up, Wolfie?
Yeah. Don, you work on Jimmy Kimmel. Are you friendly with that Dickie Barrett dude?
Well, I mean, yeah, as friendly as can be.
He's all the time.
He's the
announcer on...
The comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Yep. He was fun to work with there. He had a real positive attitude there because it's about pure rock, and that's what he's... Well, I don't know. He's like about ska punk rock, but, you know, pure rock he fit in there.
Ska core.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think he's a piece of garbage.
Oh.
And he puts me down for no reason. Why? Why would he put me down? I'm America's sweetheart.
Listen, you know, the guy can write a catchy tune, Wolfie. You got to admit.
Yeah, well, I don't like him putting me down. That's my biggest problem.
Wolfie, you know what? This isn't the time to talk
can
about
Can I tell
it.
You something, Wolfie?
What?
We don't know anything about that dude, okay?
He is kind of a strange guy in
he
some
He lives
ways.
Up in the mountains somewhere. For all we know, he... fears wolves because of his ranch or wherever he lives up there in the mountains.
Maybe that's it. Do you ever think about that, Wolfie? It's not you.
Ranchers notoriously hate wolves.
Really?
Guys, yeah. Can I ask you?
Oh, ask yeah, it's Scare Masters here. What's up, buddy?
Hey, me over here on this side of the room. Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What are we going to do for the Sunset
shout-outs?
Music Festival?
I don't know what
on
the hell
August,
you're talking
August
about.
August 1, 2, and 3.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Sunset Music. You don't know about this.
All right. Perry, I'll be honest with you.
Since you think you could steal my show, The Comedy
okay,
Pure Rock Resurrection.
Perry.
We'll set the comedy. Well, we'll set his show up there.
Yeah, well, fuck Dickie Barrett.
Wolfie, settle the hell down. That's all I'm saying. Before we go any farther, there's a letter I have to read. And Perry, you were lucky we're even doing this today. This is from the desk of the bosses upstairs. Gentlemen, as you may or may not know, Dick Cavett Enterprises has dropped out as the investors for the Windy City Heat sequel. To have any chance of keeping this project going, the three of you should talk about the problems DVE gave us and resolve everything today. And they put in, as well, you can see, in capital letters.
Today!
Yeah, okay. The following are the reasons given to us for them leaving as our partners. Now, I'm going to go through these, and I think that they want us to talk a little bit about this.
Do you think we can get them back?
Perry, I think that what we should do is think about what's here to try to get them back.
Okay.
All right? We have to do what they say. All right. The first one they have here. Big Three cast member Perry Caravello's use of hate words.
He loves them.
He does say them all the time, and it's not good for us.
Which hate words are they talking about?
Just about everything that you said. Derogatory towards people.
Scaremaster, I'm going to give you a letter. You just give me a hate word. A.
Animal? No.
Or an obscenity. Anything.
No.
A.
Asshole?
Nice.
Okay.
B.
Perry, a little quicker.
Bitch.
C.
Cunt.
D.
Don Barris.
That's funny.
No.
You're
no,
walking on a real tightrope I'm about ready to leave this fucking thing. We're talking about the use of your hate words. It's getting way too much, Perry. Do you agree, Mole?
E. This is going to stop him. He cannot come up with anything for E.
E?
He can't do one for E.
God.
No, that's such a G.
It is a G.
How about skip ahead to F?
Fuck off. F-O.
Anyway, you use too many hate words, okay? Let me go to the next one, too. Big Three cast member Perry Caravello using the Lord Jesus Christ's name in vain, but always saying that other cast members were being blasphemous towards his ridiculous religion. You'll say God damn, you'll say Jesus Christ on everything.
I just broke out of JC earlier, but that's when I thought that Scaremaster had killed Mr. Cosme.
Yeah. It's not saying that you didn't kill Mr. Cosme. I still don't know.
That's when I realized that Scaremaster had killed Mr. Cosme.
Okay. Anything to say about that, Perry?
I don't know. I feel bad for the guys.
What guys do you feel bad for?
Oh, all right. I feel bad for Mr. Cosme.
We're talking about you using the Lord's name in vain.
And me, that's when I'm swearing. Sometimes I say Jesus Christ.
Well, who's going to pick us up? Who's going to pay for us to be part of a network or to put money into a movie when you're using the Lord's name in vain? Not many people. All right, I'll go to number three. Big Three cast members, Perry Caravello's violent aggressiveness towards Big Three podcast producer Mary Jane.
I have apologized to Mary Jane.
Okay, well, that's not the first time it happened.
I feel bad for getting in her face when I've gotten in her
face. Yeah, you're really super mean.
Yeah, and
I'm not super mean.
You don't do that to a woman, especially a beautiful girl like Mary Jane.
That ain't no way to treat a lady.
Thank you for apologizing right now, Perry, but you just apologized just a minute before we got on air, and you didn't remember what you're apologizing for. That was a raised fist that could have swung at me and hit me, and
yeah.
No.
I don't think that's good for public persona.
You know what? We'll put this video up, and we'll see what people think. Do you want us to put the video up? The video of you going crazy and raising your fist like you were going to hit Mary Jane.
Not Mary Jane. I was going to hit you.
No, you were going to hit
me. She was there.
I was sitting down, and Mary Jane was coming towards her, and you lifted your fist like you were going to punch her and told her to get the fuck out.
No.
All right, then I'll just put the video up. I'll let people
All right, put the video up.
Okay. Number four. Big Three cast member Perry Caravello constantly lying about everything.
Lying about what?
Leaving him as a very unreliable cast member. And I agree with that. You do lie about every single thing that comes out.
Oh, God.
All right.
Now what did I lie
All right,
about?
Well, I think that maybe if you start telling the truth, because that's the only way we're going to get ahead.
Let's...
You want to be part of this? Yes or no?
Yeah, I am the star of this,
so of course I want to be part of it.
Well, Wolfie might have something to say about that.
Yeah, what about me? I'm a big star.
Wolfie's coming on strong,
Scaremaster. You're a puppet.
Take it easy.
I sure handle your fucking job. I saw your acting abilities.
On Sesame Street, who's the most powerful one there?
Big Bird?
That's right, puppet.
Whatever.
But also a person in the puppet.
Absolutely, and I've met that person, took a picture with that person. That person actually likes me.
You make love to Big Bird?
No, I did not. Big Bird's a man.
Too bad Scaremaster wasn't there. He would have bonked Big Bird.
What? Shut up.
You love Big Bird, dude.
Perry, here's the deal. One of the things that they're saying here is your lying has chased investors away.
My lying about what?
Okay, let's go through.
What am I lying about?
Okay, let's go through a couple of your lies. Brittany Gieber.
I don't know the woman.
Okay, you said you fucked her.
Okay, I bullshitted about that.
You bullshitted about that, and I asked you directly.
All right, that was bullshit.
Okay, well, why don't we level right now? This is my conversation because the day after I spoke with you last, after last week's show, I talked to you about telling me the truth. Did you fuck
her? No.
And you said yes. And you said yes.
It's all bullshit.
And then the next... All right, well, let me just tell you. Then the next day I received this on Facebook, and this is Brittany Gieber's correspondence with me. And it's
I said, what's up?
It's not a real person, Mole. Whoa. That's what we're trying to say.
Like she's a ghost?
Well, all of a sudden, as I was talking to her, the last thing I said was, come on, level with me. Who are you? That person dropped their entire page. Now, so this was a setup thing to fuck with us. And I told you to not do that.
So it was a bet.
She set me up.
There was no love ever. It was a bet.
What are you doing, Mo? It wasn't a bet. It was just a lie.
Oh,
it was a lie to me as well. These, as are all right. You guys.
These people all right, have feelings and Perry. Emotions and hearts.
I Perry, you said you fucked her.
Right. I know that what I said. You lied to you guys.
You sure did. You're a fucking liar.
I bullshitted everybody. Okay?
I never lied to anybody because I'm an honest wolf.
You're an honest fucking puppet. Okay.
Okay. Why do you got to put down Wolfie? All right, so who was Brittany Gieber?
Just a stupid fucking Facebook email.
And again, you take someone on Facebook's side over us.
Dude.
Again.
I know, it was stupid.
But it's always wrong. Stupid. And you know what? That stupidity made somebody drop out as the sponsor for the sequel movie.
That was the number one sponsor for it, Scaremaster.
Dick Cavett Enterprise. Dick you ever Cavett heard of Enterprise. Him?
Sure.
Because of them? Because of this stupidity?
Because they couldn't take your line. You lied about that. God. You tried to hit Mary Jane. You lied about Chicago.
I didn't lie about Chicago.
Oh, you're a fucking liar, Perry. There's some lie in there. And on the internet, and this is where you fucked up, people were getting on you about Chicago, and you lying. And you said, from your webpage, you said, it'll all come out when Nick says.
When Nick says what?
I don't know. What happened in Chicago, Perry? Last chance to tell the truth. Because now people are leaving us because of your lies. You have a chance to get these people back by telling the truth.
Oh, grab that chance.
All right, fuck it. Nothing happened. I stayed home. I was not feeling good, and I just didn't want to do anything but stay in bed.
And you made up this story about going to Chicago.
I made a story up.
So Deanna's alive? She's alive?
Perry, I don't even completely believe that.
Cold-hearted.
Okay, Mole. Yes, he is.
She let us think she was dead this whole time? What kind of animal?
Answer his question.
I'm an animal, okay? I'm a fucking animal. Yeah, I didn't feel good that week. I didn't want to be bothered.
Perry, stop right there. I do believe that there was a lie about Deanna. Or whatever her name was, because you couldn't even say her name right.
It was Auntie Deanna.
You lied about that. But I don't believe you stayed home. Now, I'm going to give you one last chance to tell me the God's honest truth. As I've said many times, by the end of the year, I'm done. If we don't have a movie, I am done with everything. So we have something going on here, and this is our last chance. And no one wants to get involved with you because you lie. You have a chance to tell the truth. And you know what? Down the road, it's going to come out. Because there's a video, isn't there, Perry?
A video of what?
I don't know. You tell me.
I didn't.
The truth.
I didn't go anywhere.
Perry?
I'm going to look you eye to eye, and I'm going to tell you straight out. Because, okay, I lied because I was not feeling good that weekend. I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to even get out of my fucking apartment because of how shitty I felt. All right?
Oh, then, but you did other stuff, though, right?
Then why did you
what
say
other
I
stuff?
Lied?
The
That's
stuff
what we're trying to
guy.
Find. Yeah, I.
What guy?
I'm actually thinking this because you said on Facebook, you said it's all going to come out. It's all going to come out. Now, Perry, you have a chance to be a man.
Yeah, it's all going to come out, meaning that I didn't go anywhere eventually.
Okay.
Is that
the story you're going to stick
yeah,
with?
Yeah, I would have just said to Nick to let you guys know that I stayed home. I didn't want to go anywhere because I didn't feel good. Because I know how pissed off you get when I don't show up here sick or not sick. I remember that one time when I had a fucking 102-degree temperature and you kept wailing
yeah.
on me.
What have you got to do, Perry? I don't miss a day of work. I don't
even
miss a day.
Even when you have a fucking
even
temperature?
I haven't missed a day of work. I've worked on Jimmy Kimmel for over 10 and a half years now. I've never missed
Congratulations.
One day. Never missed a day. I've been sick many times. I've not missed one fucking podcast. Even when I'm sick, I edit the fuck out of these things, and I put them out.
You're amazing.
It takes hours upon hours. Okay, well, Perry, the point is that all you have to do is come here for a short period of time. Now, Perry, I'm going to ask you one last time, and if you lie to me, I will hate you, and I will make sure wherever we are, if we're in the middle of the movie and I find out you're lying, I will stop right there and quit.
If you want, I'll even let you call Sammy and ask Sammy.
Well, Sammy was your liar before when you were saying that you went to Chicago.
No, I'll even tell Sam where.
What lie to stick to this time?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, are we done with $10 shout outs?
We haven't even started.
Oh, dear gosh.
I know, but we're 20 minutes into the show.
Yeah, we should.
Perry, I'm asking you one last time. What happened on your fake trip to Chicago?
I just told you I didn't want to go anywhere.
Okay, so you stayed the entire weekend because it was on Thursday that you said you were going, and you said you couldn't.
Thursday,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Sunday. You couldn't come any day. Why, you piece of
shit.
I actually didn't
go anywhere.
I don't.
I was talking all to right. Sam, well, and I said to Sam,
I gave you a chance.
He did. And Scaremaster, remember when he said he gave you a chance? That okay. was your chance.
Yep. Okay. Big three cast member Perry Caravella.
I was a fucking idiot. I know.
Mentioning that it's none of anybody's business when asked about anything dealing with his personal life. We're doing a show about our personal life and pop culture, and you're afraid to ever mention anything about your personal life, and now you're pointing out that you lie about your own personal life.
The legal stuff I cannot bring up.
You could.
I cannot.
All right, let me finish this letter then. I'm just so sick of hearing this. After the people from DCE dropped out, we spoke with Don. He told us that he was dropping out of the project because Perry has ruined a chance for a Windy City Heat sequel for the second time. Then a few days later, he called back and he said he's going to give it one more try because of Perry's great idea. Perry had better change his attitude completely, becoming more of a team player, or else his project is over. But now, let's turn the floor over to the Scaremaster with his idea about how to raise money for a movie sequel. Oh, and as we've said before, you should be watching your steps. We definitely are. The boss is upstairs. Now, I've heard about your idea.
Kickstarter?
One of those type of things. So tell us a little bit about that.
Kickstarter is a website that helps new businesses grow.
All right, perfect. Well, that sounds great. Wow, you've got it all worked out.
A lot of
sounds like someone's done their homework.
A lot of film companies have done low budget movies on Kickstarter.
And that's it. That's all we need to know.
I don't know much about Kickstarter myself.
No, you sure don't act like it.
Perry, I'm sure as a competent businessman, you found out exactly who takes what money out of it and the rules to get the money and keep the money.
I didn't get that far into it.
Do they take rights of any of the projects or people?
I haven't investigated that.
Do they charge one penny?
I don't know. That's the only thing I didn't investigate.
Here's what you do, Scaremaster. We put it out there. We say we need $3 million. Please kick to make the budget of this thing. Now, along the way, depending on your contribution, you will get various gifts and be recognized, among which will be up to $100,000 will get you a part in the movie. $50,000 will get you an invitation to the premiere and maybe a extra part. $20,000, sleepover at Scaremaster's, chili, 3/4 of a jerk job.
Well, I'll tell you this.
You don't have to finish it.
I'm not even touching anybody's penis.
You don't
penis.
Have to finish it.
I'm not touching anybody's fucking dick.
It's the classic thing. It's like Willy Wonka and the chocolate
factory.
Let me say this. House.
Let's say somebody says, I want to do a movie with you guys. I want to put up $500,000. But at one point, while we're on the movie set, I need Perry to take me into the trailer.
No, thank you.
And I need him to jerk me
off. No, thank you.
Not until he finishes. Just for like
$500,000 to jerk somebody off?
Yeah, he doesn't have to make baby
pudding.
Are you
crazy?
I don't know.
How much?
$10.5 million. We don't need that
much. To start.
We might need only $3 million to do the movie. So how much of that money would it take for someone to put in that you would jerk them off?
If somebody gave us $3 million...
To make the movie.
That's $1 million apiece.
No, that's not $1 million apiece. That would cover the cost to make
the movie. We might not make any money back on the movie.
Well, how much are we supposed to be getting paid apiece?
Well, we don't know. We got to get the money first.
And we probably won't make any money on the movie. We're just going to get out in the festivals and stuff. People don't make money on movies anymore.
Yeah. We might make a little.
I wouldn't.
You don't have to put it in your mouth. You don't have to wipe
way.
You don't have to wipe the goo all over your clothes and wear it for a day or something like
that. I would never
Maybe you have to like fling your hair around the penis and jerk them off.
Yeah, do that. Fling your hair. Fling your hair on it.
Fuck off, all of you jagoffs.
$3 million.
You're gayer than shit. The both of you.
It's not gay.
I would not touch anybody's dick again. What happened to
me
21 years ago?
Can you please stop bragging about it? We get it. You're really into it and you're great at it.
It's disgusting.
All right. Yeah,
it
is.
You guys fucking.
You stay on one story and you brag about it over and over. It is disgusting.
You guys are saying what?
It will never happen
again.
Listen,
even now you're going, guys.
Yeah, you're...
You love guys. You love guys.
No, I don't love guys.
Really? Well, what about that one time that you always hang out
Yeah, why do you brag about that?
I don't hang out in anybody's men's room.
Every show you say that during their clothes. When you say...
Someone went to the men's room and got lucky tonight.
What the fuck you're talking about?
By the way, just so you know, a couple quick things. For those VIPs of the 20th anniversary show, well, our editor, Matt Potter... Well, he's been helping us between his regular jobs when he gets a chance, and he's been editing footage from our live 20th anniversary show from last year. Well, I have some great news. The DVD that he's been working on has been completed and is in the hands of the good people from the Federal Express. Now, that means that I'm going to be getting in touch very soon with everyone that bought a VIP ticket from our show last year, and make sure that you received everything that was promised to you. Then, because you guys were so great to us, we're going to be sending everyone that bought a VIP ticket a DVD copy of the entire show from that night. Wow. I can't even put a dollar value on that prize. Now, why are we doing this? Are we trying to get on everybody's good side again? Well, yes, we are. If you haven't heard, on October 12th, 2003, Comedy Central first aired the cult film classic Windy City Heat. So this October, we're going to be celebrating the 10th anniversary of the release of that film that changed the world. So we ask that you find your way to West Hollywood this October. Now, for fans of the Big Three, unless we get a sequel movie, this will be our final appearance together. And without Mole and myself, Perry will never be heard from again. So here's some of the plans for the 4 days in October. Let's see. On Friday, October 11th, we're going to have a Big Three podcast at the Comedy Store. And I think that even Mr. Adams is talking about putting a musical number from the musical there that night. Have you heard anything about that, Mole?
Yeah, but he wants to keep it really close to the vest.
Okay, then forget that I said anything. But wink, wink, you heard what I said. On Saturday, October 12th, here's something crazy. We're going to have a viewing of Windy City Heat. We'll give more details about that. What do you want, Perry?
I want to ask if I will have enough money before the 11th from the thing so I can fly my daughter and maybe...
You're not going to fly your daughter and her boyfriend out here. She doesn't want to come. You don't force this poor girl.
I'm not forcing nothing.
Then don't. You should stay away from her. Every time you get in touch with her, she fucking threatens to fucking end her relationship completely with you. Right now, at this point in her life, she wants to get her life together. Become a star. Make her want to come to you.
All right.
This movie can help you out.
All right.
All right? So we'll get
it. The 11th is her birthday.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's amazing.
Then, the big thing, on Sunday, October 13th, at Perry's apartment building, Perry's Chili Cookout, the long-awaited on Sunday. It's going to be spectacular. So come for the entire weekend. That's October 11th, 12th, and
13th. Are you going to have enough food, dude? Do you need some help with the food?
Yeah, Nick will help him out.
Nick, well, if Nick's going to be in town, he'll
okay, but let me know what you need for stuff because I can always come over and help cook.
Well, now this is what's going on at my apartment complex. They've turned the rec room into a gym.
Oh, sweet!
That's going to be nice.
That's going to be bitching.
So we can work out during the cook-off. Yeah.
I don't know about that. But we'll see.
I can say there was lots of room by the pool, and the guests from the last big show really had a nice time.
Oh, they're going to have
a
great time.
Yeah. And maybe
but
half Scare the Master, guys
I'll come over
shorts.
Early, and Dan maybe too, and we'll just help you set it up. And I'll help.
Yeah,
I'll cook
absolutely.
Help cook in the kitchen. I'm pretty good with chili.
No need.
It's okay.
Look,
and you know what? Totally
my pleasure.
Nobody is.
I'm just listening. I'll help.
Here's what we do. Here's where Perry's going to be working on the cooking. Here's where we can help. we can help reorganize his apartment.
Oh no!
You touch my shit. I'm just going to help.
I'm going to be your prep cook.
I'm
going to
be fucking.
I'll be your assistant.
You guys are
going to
be locked
chef.
Out of my apartment. You're going to be out by the pool. Nobody
I'm
gets
your
to come in.
Chef.
Nobody gets to come into the
I'm
apartment.
The assistant.
You are nothing.
Chef. I'm your assistant.
You are
chef.
A guest.
I'm your
Let him be your assistant chef. See, Perry, team player. The boss is upstairs. Perry, listen to me. The bosses upstairs have said they want you to be a team player. This is a perfect chance to be a team player.
Stop throwing things at me.
What do you think he could possibly do to upset you by just being your assistant?
You go, Walter, please chop those onions.
No.
How would you like them? Would you like them minced or that big? I like them cubed. Here you go. Chop. Stop. Here you go.
Seems
good.
Pretty
I don't
good.
Need
and
any
And what about,
help.
Would you like any peppers?
Look, I am the guy that does all my own cooking.
Give it, well, hold on, just for a second. Give him an example of how else you could help him.
Okay.
You're the assistant.
We're in the kitchen.
All right, Perry, give him an order.
Nick was...
All right, well,
wait
why
a second.
Nick? You've
Quiet,
known
please.
Perry long. Just give him an... Let's role play here.
No, oh, wait.
No, let me explain
Let's
something.
Let's do this later.
Nick okay. tried to help me the last time, and I
Guess
got pissed
it's gonna
off.
Be, everybody.
Nick's a professional cook, all right? And I got fucking furious.
Perry, you are being highly unreasonable. We do not want to poison people. Your food...
Poison?
Last time, Nick made yummy food. Your spaghetti made me ill. Nick's spaghetti was yummy. Mole made wonderful bruschetta a while ago, and I'm sorry, but your chili looked like poop on the internet.
Oh, God. Go away.
Poop on the internet.
What? What'd you just say to Mary Jane?
Go away.
What does that mean?
That means, if it looks like poop to you, then don't come
All
over.
All right. Well, but you know what? You can't say that your chili looks like poop and people are going to be lined
say
up
Say what you
want to
say.
Do you want to make money off this or no?
This is the best chili
it's
you
a pop-up
have
restaurant.
Out there.
It's a pop-up restaurant.
It's not a pop-up restaurant.
That's
it's
what
my
you call it. That's what you call it.
You got to learn the lingo, for God's sake.
Oh, my God. Pop-up restaurant?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't even know what a pop-up restaurant is, but that sounds really fun, and I want to go to it.
All right. Look, have you ever been to a chili cook-off before?
Yep.
Yep.
Lots of them.
All right. Now, my chili, what she saw online...
Looked like shit.
Oh, God.
I saw it, too.
It didn't look like shit.
Well, how long do you roast your chilies for?
Roast my chilies?
Yeah.
I don't roast my chilies.
Interesting question.
I throw it all in the pot. You don't need to roast the chilies.
Okay, well, what kind of chilies do you
use? I use bell peppers, and I use the Mexican chilies.
Mexican? Why do you put those people down?
Because I'm not putting anybody down.
Seems to be that you're putting them down.
I'm not offending anybody.
Scaremaster, how many chilies do you put in there? How many?
Sometimes like a half a pound.
How many peppers would Perry pick if Perry picked purple peppers to go in Perry's perfect chili pot?
Are you talking bell peppers?
Why don't you answer him?
Yeah.
How much?
I said a half a pound.
Poopy Perry picked a pack of Poco Pepper, peep a popper. Well, you know what I mean.
Whatever.
Well, anyway, it is time right now to listen to what the fans have to say.
Oh, wow.
We're one of the very few shows that does this where we give you, the audience, a chance to be part of our show and have fun with us. It's time once again for the $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout out before, this is where you, the listener at home, you get a chance to be part of the fun here. All you have to do is send $10 cash, no checks, no money orders, no credit cards, none of the other legal mumbo jumbo. It's straight cash, homie, and you send that along with a very short letter, maybe a paragraph long, and you send that to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now we have a few.
Put that down, please.
What?
You don't need to be smoking pot in the fucking show.
It's apple cherrywood tobacco for one thing, Scam Master.
Tobacco.
All right, we're in our $10 shout out. Let him do what he has to do. All right, here's our first one. Dear Don, Mole, and Perry, better known as the King of Friday Night Comedy.
Fright Night Comedy.
Well, it says Friday Night Comedy right
here. I don't
care
what it says.
Look what it says right
there.
When
did you switch?
Mole, look what it says. What does it say?
Friday Night.
It's always been Fright Night Comedy. Okay. You guys have always been fucking with me on that.
Okay, I have included with this shout-out a crocheted doll of Don Barris. Whoa, look at this.
What does the hat say?
It says Windy City Heat. Very cool.
Big Lou.
Hey, look at this. Oh, look at who likes him. Look at who's licking him.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Wolfie. Okay.
Wolfie's got a new pal.
And now look who comes over to ruin
Oh,
it.
Look who
he is. Why am I not getting attention? I am the Scare Master. Why am I not getting attention?
Oh, so we put that. Now we just need one with Mole. Anyway, let me read on. You will also notice I enclosed a jar of change. This is loose change I've collected over the past 2 years. The last time I cashed in my change jar, it was worth well over $150. I want all this change to go to Perry under one condition. Perry must sing Back in Black by AC/DC and really give everything he's got to it. This is to be judged by Don and Mole. If Perry does this, all, and I repeat, all of this change is to go to Perry. If not, Don and Mole will split it, and Perry gets none. I am curious to know how much in the jar, so whoever gets it, please announce it on the next show. Be on the lookout for my next package. No, Perry, not that kind of package. Sincerely, Alexander Hamilton.
Well,
Alexander Hamilton, look at that. He is actually put together.
I'll tell you what, that Al Hamilton's got some skills.
He really does.
He's an artist for making dolls.
And also was, you know, really a big part of New York's history as far as
this is really cool.
That's cool.
This is
that's
really
sharp.
Cool.
I
now if we can get one with Mole, maybe Wolfie.
Capital had remained New York, you would have had a lot more control, but Jefferson moved it to Washington, so New York's
so you guys want me to sing Back in Black?
Should we do that?
Revolutionary War would be washed clean.
Hold on. I need music
the capital
for this.
To Washington at Jefferson's request, really, because Jefferson thought that the capital would be down in Swampland where other politicians would not be so quick to visit it, and he would be already down there and would have a lot more power.
Excuse me,
because
MJ, what's
congressman
he talking about?
Wouldn't
Why
come down to Washington.
It
but
makes
Alexander Hamilton
sense.
Really became like, you know, smart dude. Founding fathers, man. Good dudes, you know. New York.
Hit the sack! Bit the long, glad to be back in the sound. Let loose from a noose that's getting me hanging around, you know, living on the sky, only getting me high. I got the hearse cause I never die. I got nine lives, cat's eyes, cruising everybody that I wanna ride, cause I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm back. Back in Black! It's
all
Back in Black!
Wow! Shit, I just forgot.
You fucked up. Stop the music. Stop the music.
Back in the... Shit.
Let me tell you this. This guy goes to the...
I don't remember my...
guy goes to the level of doing
I
that.
Didn't remember the fucking lyric. I mean, I would have grabbed it all on right. again, but...
Well, we've got another $10 shout-out. Mole, would you mind reading this next one, please?
I mean, I'll do it again if
no,
you want me
no,
to.
No, I don't. How long are we going to fucking make
you
the
You sure
same
gave
mistake?
A good shot, Scare Master. Hey, listen to this, though, you guys. From the trust of Sam Kinison, dear Perry F. Caravello was hired by Sam Kinison back in the early 80s to put together a trust for him and copyright for all his properties, HBO specials, merchandising, and characteristics of his style of comedy. I'm writing this letter with the intent of a cease and desist. Since the beginning of your career, we have watched you use the characteristics and style of everything Sam Kinison did on and off stage. His yelling and hollering was what set him apart from other comedians, and none have nor ever will perform with as much energy and intensity. It appears that you, Mr. Caravelli, are trying to profit from Sam Kinison's unique comedic style. We're going to pursue legal action for copyright infringement back early in your career, but our attorneys did acknowledge this was an agreement was settled upon, saying that Sam's brother Bill authorized you to use his style of comedy and his characteristics. After many years of looking for proof in writing, recorded phone calls, and extensive interviews, we were unable to find any proof that links Bill Kinison to authorizing you, Mr. Caravelli, to use Mr. Kinison's style of comedy characteristics. Is that true?
Bill was on my public access program and said that it was okay.
That was the one where you talked about his daughter.
Well, yeah.
How old was she at the time?
15.
Yeah, and you were
because we know who we are dealing with, you have two requirements, and only two. One, cease from any variation of what could be considered something Mr. Kinison would do on stage, for example, yelling, screaming in his distinct tone. Two, provide clear and precise evidence of the conversation and when it took place of Bill authorizing you, Ms. Caravello, to use Sam's characteristics and style of comedy. Okay, so you have to stop doing it. You've got to find that for these guys. Mr. Caravello, if neither of these requirements can be met within 30 days, we'll have to pursue litigation against you. I know you're very familiar with the legal system and use it to your benefit often. A copyright infringement lawsuit of this magnitude spanning over several decades of theft of ideas, and with the amount of research and dedication that our legal team has put forth, the minimum settlement amount would be around $5.2 million. But because you have decided to steal the comedic style of the True Legend, we will seek maximum damages and fees for your infringement of his character. Lawyer up, or you'll wish you had never woke up from that coma. That seems just disrespectful.
A little hard.
Law offices of Chappy Happy and Slappy Soul, organizers of Sam Kinison Trust. Check it out, dude. It's legit.
Here, let me pass it over to you. And while you're looking at this, let me read this one that says to be read by Don Barris. Dear Big Three, over the past few months, I've tried to get Perry to come to the Rolling Hills Pray the Gay Away camp. However, I'm afraid that I must retract this offer because our beloved camp will be shutting its doors down for good. Oh, no. It all started during our annual outreach meeting. My counsel and I were browsing Perry's Facebook, trying to find other homosexual Italians that need our help, when I accidentally clicked on Don Barris's page and switched it on the projector. When those blue eyes popped up on a 20-foot projection screen, it was more than we could possibly handle. Some of the newer members started making out. I panicked and tried to exit through the back, but it switched to the picture of Don in a pair of tight shorts. This is where all hell broke loose. The outline of Don's massive cock sent the entire congregation into a frenzy. Some members started performing oral sex on one another, and then returning the favor with a hand job. Urban Dictionary calls this the Caravello. I knew it was all over when I saw our founder, Larry, being pig roasted by two young men he had counseled. I spent years building up the congregation, and now it's all ruined. Damn you, Don Barris. Damn you and those Frank Sinatra blue eyes. Yours truly, Paul Rodriguez, former pastor of Rolling Hills Pray the Gay Away Camp. I don't even know how to respond to that. I'm sorry. Well, I'm flattered, you know, but I'm also very sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what
it's a lot to take in.
The law firm is a BS law firm. I've never seen.
I've heard of that law firm.
No, I haven't.
I have.
They do a lot of entertainment stuff. That's why they have a fun name.
Where's their office? Why don't they have an address on the letter?
Probably somewhere in Los Angeles or New York would be my guess.
It's local. If it was couriered.
Chappy, Crappy, and who else?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oof. What's the matter with this one?
No, it's good.
Well, we like good.
Hey, dearest Big 3, I can't help but notice the Gypsy Javajo's WOP word lies to everyone that he comes in contact with. Whether it's letting Randy's seed dry on his face or going to Chicago to S off two cousins, it's always a big charade. This closet case needs to come out already. Perry, don't you think it's time to find a man and settle down before your fake disability scam money runs out?
Man?
I know there are plenty of gay Mormon men that go to LDS churches in your apartment. It's time you owned up to yourself and choose a real man, a real religion, an honest living. No more scamming the government and dead family members out of money that you will use on tortellini, red sauce, and oregano. Well, I'm sure by this point Perry has called me an F-word 10 times and has projected his feelings about being homosexual. Just remember, Perry, it's not rape. If it's two consenting adults, it's gay, Big 3. P.S. Dan, you should bring the schizophrenic surfer on the Big 3. Maybe he could bring some clarity to the show and Perry's situation. Sincerely, Mr. Drew Clay. Sorry, Perry. The dog bone wouldn't fit in the envelope. I'll be sure to send it out next week. Dog bone?
Interesting.
Oh, for your religion.
Yeah.
No comment. I'm getting sick and tired of this bullshit.
Who's bullshit?
What stuff
happened? I don't know what that means.
Look, you guys all know that it's not a religion where we worship dogs.
I don't know anything about your religion.
You know nothing about Jehovah's Witnesses.
The one thing that I've heard about them is the dog thing.
You know nothing about Jehovah's Witnesses.
The only thing I know about them is the dog thing.
You know absolutely nothing about them.
Oh, that's not true.
All you saw was that building in New York.
Yep.
You took a few pictures of it, and that was it.
And that's where they're holding still Mr. Giant Dog somewhere in the Watchtower.
I know that not only are you a Javajo, I know Michael Jackson was a Javajo.
And so is Prince.
Prince isn't a Javajo.
Prince is a baptized Jehovah's Witness.
I don't believe it.
Sure is.
I don't believe it.
What people know about Javajo is two things.
Jehovah's Witness.
One, you're one of them.
One.
Everybody knows
I'm
you're one. You're
baptized.
Probably the most famous one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other is that they worship dogs.
Everybody knows that. Oh, everybody. Me. Did you just say, oh, dear me?
I says, oh, dearie me. Yes.
Well, that's better than using our Lord's name in vain. All right, well, we're down to our last one. All right.
That's a pretty one.
Dear Big Three, this is all in crayon, by the way. Dear Big Three, Don is so strong.
Oh.
All right. I want to be best friends with Mole.
Oh.
Perry is cool. I couldn't draw Mary Jane because she is too pretty. I tried to draw Vince, but I got bored. Ha ha, you guys rule. Nelson Algren? Okay. Because that, oh, now I see it on these others. Because what he did is he drew a picture of Mole.
Mole by Nelson Algren. Apple cherry with tobacco.
He drew a picture of Don. That would be me.
Look how strong he is.
It looks like I'm flexing my muscles here. That's something like I would do. And then there's one of Perry wearing a Scary Perry skateboard shirt. That really looks like him. And it looks like his mouth is open.
Like I'm yelling.
Or either yelling or trying to get a dick put in it. I don't know. That was today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out.
Wow, those were great today, guys.
Really great, Wolfie.
Do I get to advertise Scary Perry skateboards?
You mean 60 seconds with Perry? I don't
know.
Are you
going to yell at me again?
I'm not going to yell at you. Why would I do that?
You always do it when you say go.
Wolfie is a very calming figure in your life since he's come part of the show.
True.
You seem much calmer since he's been on.
www.scaryperryskateboards.com. That's S-C-A-R-Y-P-E-R-R-Y.
Are you still selling the same kind of skateboards, or are you selling different ones now?
You know, if you would shut your mouth, I could do my commercial.
But he does have the new T-shirts that he ripped off from Terrifying Tim.
Yeah, but
now I can't even do my commercial. S-K, the number 8. Boards.com.
That's why I'm asking you.
Skateboards.
People don't know. Okay, do you want to skate? Okay, like skating? Like skating rings?
Skateboard decks t-shirts.
Skateboarddecks.com.
Scary Perry Skateboards.com.
Where do the decks come from?
The decks are Canadian maple wood made right here in Southern California.
There's a garage sale going on.
A garage sale.
Over in Atwater Village.
Please.
And the kid had like two skateboards.
Rip City in Santa Monica, California.
Stop! That was 60 seconds with Perry.
Stop interrupting my fucking commercial, you son of a bitch!
Why'd you... Perry.
What did I do?
What the fuck did you just...
I'm getting fucking pissed!
Why? How did I do that?
You son of a bitch.
I didn't
Shut
do that.
Mouth.
I didn't ruin it.
Shut the fuck up.
If anything, I think you tried to bring a little bit of energy to it.
I tried
to help you with the commercial.
Why are you yelling?
Point out some
why
are you yelling?
Why
are you yelling?
But I'm trying to help you like get your points across in the commercial that sometimes you're missing certain... You're missing key talking
Perry,
points.
Perry, what are you doing? Like this is not showing
the selling
team
points
player.
Doesn't
right, when you're trying to do a commercial.
Team effort.
No, you're the one with no team spirit.
I help you with the commercials because you always mess them up.
You never help me.
Doing them,
you do
like,
mess
I don't
them
know
up.
What I should
fuck
say.
It all up.
I don't know what I should say about my commercial. And then I help you with the commercial, and we get to do the commercial.
Oh, God, yeah, you always fuck up my goddamn commercial.
Come on.
Scary Perry.
You can't do it. You've already done it. You've already had your time. You can't continue on. You had 60
Scary
seconds.
Scary Perry.
Nobody else has any time. Stop it, Perry. You can't do that.
Fuck all of you, you cocksuckers. He fucks up my goddamn commercial.
Team player.
And you're
team
not being
player.
A team player by yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you. You're the one doing all the yelling. You're not a team
this,
player.
I would say this, that if you really do, but if you really are shopping for a skateboard and you really want the best one, go to TerrifyingTimSkateboard.com.
God rest his soul.
The best skateboards you
can
buy.
Fuck off! Fuck you! He is not a skateboarder. He's a wannabe.
All money goes to
help
buy
Terrifying
Tim. He's been over a year.
Big fucking deal.
I miss him dearly.
Terrifying Tim.
Miss him dearly.
Piece of shit.
How can you say that about
this? Because it's a rip-off. He stole from me.
You stole his T-shirt. The exact logo.
I didn't
logo.
Steal from him.
Yes,
he
you
stole
did.
From me.
You put a T-shirt together with his exact logo on there. Don't throw anything again. And don't hit Mary Jane anymore.
I'm not hitting Mary Jane. I never would swing at Mary Jane.
You did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw you. I put up my fist.
You put up your fist like you were going to swing.
Yeah, you put, you put up your fist.
You put up your
fist. Okay, Mole. You know what? I know what you're talking about. Yeah. You're talking about that.
You put up your fist. And where, Denny's?
By the way, I think that when people come in October, a lot of people are going to want to eat at Denny's. Just to see the place where you're stomping ground, so to speak.
Let me tell you something. Al Hamilton did a heck of a job on that Big Lou doll.
He did. And you know what?
He did a great job on the Scary Perry doll, too.
And I can't wait for him to put together a mole.
Oh, yeah. Wolf.
Maybe a Wolfie, maybe a Mary Jane, maybe even a Vince. Anyway.
Sorry for yelling at you.
Yeah, you did yell.
When?
Just a second ago. Well, thank you for admitting that you were wrong. It's about time. We're trying to get people to fucking put money into
it. I'm just trying to say something. I'm talking...
Like, what's your biggest problem with Mole?
Every time that I try to talk about
Terrifying Tim. You can't say that, Perry.
Terrifying
Tim. You can't say that.
The best skateboards you can get.
SkateboardsTim.
I'm bleeping it all.
SkateboardsTim.
American hero.
100% American
Perry. He's the guy who killed Bin Laden.
Enough. 100% American made. 100% American made.
I'm beeping it.
Terrifying Tim.
Terrifying Tim's
Thank
not even
you,
a
Scare
fucking
Master.
Human being anymore.
Perry, do you understand one thing? When you're doing a commercial, you don't want to aggravate the customer. And right now, by yelling at them and saying the exact same thing, nobody gives a shit.
Hey, right now we're having a special on Terrifying Tim Skateboards.
Oh. Yeah, okay, right now we're having a special on Scary Perry Skateboards. Go to www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
Get in touch with him on his Facebook and say, I want my free skateboard, and you get
There's
a free skateboard.
There's nothing free.
If you'd like,
I have to pay for fucking mailing. You got to pay for the board.
Please don't interrupt me. I'm trying to do a Terrifying Tim commercial.
Terrifying Tim is a nobody. You're dead. He's dead.
Give him a chance.
Give him a chance.
Let me just say something. Wait,
Should I even allow you to speak?
Perry, what are you saying, Mary Jane?
Perry said everything's 100% American made, but he wore that.
It's Canadian maple wood.
That funny T-shirt that you said the Chinese. Sent you and you're selling those, and it didn't say Stone Fury, it said something else.
Yeah,
that's
no,
Chinese.
It was Unleash the Fury. He didn't have that saying, it was a different saying. Some Chinese.
I know. I
forgot.
Hey,
American.
If you'd like to take advantage of Terrifying Tim's special offer, enter promo
Terrifying
code.
Terrifying Tim is not a part of my business.
Just at the bottom, enter promo code AmericanHero. Never blew, dude.
American Hero, he's not. Scary
wait
Perry is the American Hero.
What are the
hero.
Two things that you put on there?
If you want to take
Scary
advantage,
Perry
wait a minute, Perry, stop. I'm going to cut this all out.
Cut it all out, because when he opens his mouth, I'm going to open mine.
You're always going to open your mouth.
I'm not going to say
always
shit.
You're open your mouth.
If he was going to open his mouth and keep talking over me, I'm going to start taking...
Why don't you shut
I'm
up,
start
Perry?
Talking over him.
Perry, be respectful of people.
Respect
Perry.
Why doesn't he be respectful of me?
What did I do?
What did I do?
I do you.
Wait. Team? He's not a team player.
I am,
He opens his fat fucking mouth when I'm doing my commercial.
Settle down.
ScaryPerrySkateboards.com.
TerrifyingTim.
ScaryPerrySkateboards.com.
This week's special, Terrifying Tim. Enter special promo code. American Hero Never Blew a Dude.
I never blew a dude, so I'm not an American.
No one's talking about you, and you're not an American hero.
I don't need to be.
Perry.
I don't need to be a
flaming
faggot like
listen
him.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Settle down. Everything's cool. Talk to Wolfie. What's the matter? Tell me what's the matter.
You're gay. That's what's the matter. Back to you. www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
All right, that's cut out.
We just cut that out.
Cut everything out if
okay,
you want
Perry,
to.
Okay, Perry, stop.
Cut the show.
You've gotten enough
I'm
promo.
Very pissed off.
At what? You're not being
what
a team player.
What did I do?
You're not being a
I'm
team
being
player.
I'm being a team player.
No, you're not.
It's fucking hilarious.
It's not hilarious.
This is hilarious.
Oh, you mean you were joking about this whole thing?
This whole fucking thing is hilarious. That motherfucker keeps fucking...
That why? I mean, you were just kidding.
When you knocked everything over on the table, that was all a joke?
Just joking.
It's called acting, fools.
Oh, God, he's but good. You could have broken something.
The bottle was practically empty. It had maybe one sip left.
Yeah, but you almost broke.
It was strong enough to move a Campbell's soup can off of the middle of the table and onto the floor.
MJ
and Mole's apple cherry wood tobacco pipe went on the ground. That could have easily broke because it's glass. I don't think that was you meant that to be funny. I think you were really mad. The truth.
Well, when the fucking...
The truth. Wait a minute. The truth.
Yes, I was pissed. Because all he knows how to do is open his mouth when
what
I open mine.
What did I do?
What did I do? They interrupt my commercial every fucking time.
Wait a minute.
Steve, may I say one thing about your commercials? May I just give some...
Yeah, www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
He cuts that out whenever you do it, but let me just say some constructive criticism, okay?
You go online and order.
Perry, stop.
He's going to cut all that stuff out.
Cut out whatever you want to.
Okay, Perry, listen.
Fuck up the show even more.
Hey, talk to me for a second.
Here's what
just
you
want. Mo, let me just, okay, let me just say one thing. Okay, go ahead. Say something.
Wolfie,
Wolfie.
I think what Scare Master doesn't understand is I'm not trying to hurt his commercials. I'm just trying to get him to, when he's advertising, he's trying to get people to ride the best skateboards that they can for safety.
They are the best skateboards.
For safety, for a great ride.
Let him talk, and then you'll get your
and
chance.
These are kids out there, and he doesn't want kids to get injured. He broke his neck skateboarding on a bad skateboard.
Yeah, Perry,
well,
that's true.
Have anything to do with the skateboard.
Well,
stupid.
You know what? Don't call him stupid. Now, that's negative.
He doesn't know what
he's talking about.
You're
not being a team player.
Wolfie. Talk to Wolfie.
Talk to me.
Wolfie. Well, the problem is that he... Really, when he wants to advertise skateboards, he should be advertising Terrifying Tim skateboards.
Terrifying
skateboards.
Tim is not even a skateboarder. One,
all right.
He doesn't have anything to do.
Hold
with
on, hold on. Both
he
you guys
doesn't know shit.
Perry, stop. Let me just try to work this out. Now, Mole, do you understand? He's trying to sell his skateboards, no matter how inferior to Terrifying Tim's boards they are.
Kids are dying.
But when you
kids aren't dying,
but he's trying to make a buck by ripping these kids off. He doesn't care.
I'm trying to make a buck by
Perry,
ripping people
stop.
Off.
Let
how
me just. Just finish,
listen,
and then I'll give you a
I've
chance to
I've been through
to
this
talk.
With Moplay game pieces, okay? But how do you look those parents in the eye, dude? When you know, you forged the results so that Devlin McGregor could have RU380 or whatever.
Mole, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You're coming down hard on Perry. Now, Perry, talk to me for a second. What would you like to say to Mole so he understands that you're a good person?
He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. That's
right.
What
it was
all right,
pervasive.
Why
he
doesn't
pervasive.
Know what the
it
fuck
pervasive.
He's talking about? Mole, let him talk.
No, Devlin McGregor forged the documents so that they could give you Pervacid.
What is
right.
that?
Right. Well, it doesn't matter. You know what
lies.
He's talking
kids
about.
Kids are dying, Scare Master.
It's not because of my
yes,
deck.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
All right, a little bit. Just admit to
pick
it.
Pick up a paper.
Nobody's died because of my skateboard.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, what?
Ticking time bomb.
Nobody has ever died due to my skateboard
all
deck.
All right. Well, that's fair.
Nobody.
Do you, Mole, do you
and
approve?
And that scumbag.
Perry? Do you approve that people have died?
I read the consumer report that came out about them.
Where's the consumer report? Show it to me. Print it out. Bring it here.
Okay.
I need to see it.
Okay. Right.
Or go into
the
office over
I
here.
I bet someone. I bet some, one of our fans will
yeah, what, the,
email
what's
the consumer.
What's his name?
The consumer
that
report.
Now, hold on for a second. That's what we'll do. Let's have somebody who's seen
see if they
this
can dig it out
and send it to us so we can see. Wait a minute. Is that a phone call?
Yeah, is that a phone call? Could you send that through for us, please?
Hello, all. You know whom's.
Hey, oh, Mr. Adams. How are you?
Yes. And guess what? I also now know whom's. It's Johnny Q.
What?
That's my old Western theater name. Things are finally starting to piece back together.
You mean since you lost your memory after you got shot in the head, you're talking about, right?
Yes, yes, precisely, yes, yes. Ever since I got shot in the head, after I was shot in the head by Perry.
Huh? What?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let me ask this. Let me just ask this one question.
I don't even know you face to face.
Let him talk.
Perry, how do you know it wasn't you that shot me? I don't remember anything from that night. Why should you?
That actually makes excellent sense. That makes great
number
sense.
Number one, I don't go on. I haven't been on a
let
boat
him,
in years.
Let him talk.
Well, Thank you, Walter. Thank you, Walter. Listen, listen. Oh, everyone, listen, please, please. Let's put that behind us for now, and let's please move on. I need to congratulate Mr. Barnes.
What?
As you know, we had a little bit of a deal, and I was working some things out for him. You remember Mr. Barnes's catchphrase in Windy City Heat when he would say, mm-hmm. take out the trash, and people loved it everywhere. We just recently sold it to an international conglomerate of waste management that will be using Take Out the Trash as their tag.
Nice,
Dan. Paying you an upfront fee of $75,000, Mr. Barnes, that have had wired to your account.
Oh, thank you. That's great,
thanks,
Mr.
and
Adams.
I get no money for...
let him
talk. Well, you know what? That's actually, you know what? That's an interesting thing you
How
ask.
For
Walter,
me?
That's interesting.
How about for me?
And I say, why not? In fact, I have a bit of a surprise for you.
Me?
Walter.
Me.
I've just now locked up a deal with the Internet Movie Database, IMDb, for your immortal Who Dat Lady That Go In That Film.
Ah,
it's a movie, but that's close enough. That's nice. Thanks, man.
Yes. Well, anyway, Perry, which of your catchphrases could we sell? Which ones?
How about I never blew anyone?
Well, listen, that is quite lovely. That's lovely, but I certainly hope that's not going to be the motto when we consummate our vows, Scaremaster.
Oh, right. You asked him. You asked Scaremaster to marry you. He asked last week you to marry him.
What?
Look, come Remember? On. Listen.
I don't give a shit. What?
I may have been a bit hasty in proposing to Scaremaster last week. I may have been a bit hasty.
I'm not accepting.
And look, I'm not trying to break any hearts. But mate,
I'm not gay. I'm not marrying you.
Listen to him.
Furious that I would wed an Italian.
Yeah, don't...
I told her it's all the rage and quite gauche, but she'll have none of it.
So the wedding
none
is off, no cake?
No bachelor party?
Oh, man, come
oh,
on.
Geez.
Honestly, Meta is quite powerful, but I've been behind her skirts for too long. Devil be damned, we're getting hitched, Ma.
What?
All right, we're getting off track. Any catchphrases you'd like to sell today, Scaremaster? Yeah. Any?
What could you do?
My mind is blank.
Anything at all. Anything. Listen. All right. You know what? This isn't working. Let's think on it. But right now, this isn't working.
You know who has a good catchphrase? Wolfie.
Oh, Wolfie. Go ahead, Wolfie.
I like to chew my paw for a frosty Coors Light.
Oh, that's Wolfie. Nice. That's sold. Sold,
oh,
Wolfie.
Thanks.
And if I may say, I mean... sing to you, Wolfie. I have something special.
Oh, whoa, what's this? Whoa, Scaremaster, what do you think this is going to be?
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, come on.
Jake, you ain't my singer song to Wolfie.
What's it all about? Wolfie.
Oh, yes.
Are you just a bit of fur and a fist?
Oh.
What's it all about? You sweet lupine puppet Wolfie. You're as hairy as the fellows Perry and I kiss. But let's just stick to this. Yes, yes. All right, listen. I believe in you, Wolfie. You're the puppet with oh so many hairs. You were brought to the puppet on Mr. Barnes's arm, Wolfie. You were thought of by the bosses upstairs, but the bosses couldn't dream you'd be a ratings machine.
Go for
Wolfie,
it, Mr.
Barnes. Really feeling it. You made the children all scream when you talk about wolf pop culture and your personal wolf life. But you're still being hunted, Wolfie. There is one guy I think you know,
Wolfie.
The announcer from the CPRR show.
I hate him.
Wolfie.
Rough one.
Why does Dickie Barrett want to shoot you down?
What?
Maybe he's really in love with Wolfie. Wolfie. That's right, eh?
With Wolfie.
Yes, with Wolfie. And here come the shirtless wolf dancers all leaping about. They're pouncing, and they have their short Wolfie short shorts, and they spin and fade back. So, Wolfie thoughts.
I thought it was wonderful.
Well, that was lovely. Listen, I do think after that I need to lie down. I really put a little something extra on that
one.
Yes,
you did, for sure.
But first, let me just ask you this quickly. What do you get when you cross a Wolfie with a snowman?
Yes, joke. Frostbite. Frostbite.
Yes, because wolves have teeth.
Wolf teeth.
Yeah, he tried to bite Perry's testicles a little while ago.
That's something for me to dream on. Nighty-night, lovers.
Goodbye, Mr. Adams.
See you, Mr. Adams.
Well, you don't even talk to Mr. Adams?
You really were not getting into the Burt Bacharach very much.
No. That was very nice. What'd you think, Wolfie?
I really am honored. You know, I'm the new guy on the big three, and I feel a little... You know, outcast. When Dickie Barrett came down on me, I thought, what a cocksucker this dude is. But, you know, you guys show me the love that I need.
I don't think Scare Master likes...
Okay, get him down. Come on, Wolfie.
I don't think Scare Master likes him so much.
You like me, don't you?
Whatever.
Do you like me, yes or no?
Can't stand you.
Why?
Because you're a fucking puppet.
Well, I'm not Italian. I'm not a Navajo.
He does have that going for him.
Why don't you like me?
No comment.
Come on, be my friend. Everybody loves Wolfie.
First off, you grab me by the balls, you fucking cocksucker.
Tell you meatballs is the way I look
How's
at it.
How's he supposed to grab you with his paws?
Shut the fuck up.
Play is going to play.
Well, I got to tell you, all I think about during the time that Wolfie's biting your testicle sack... All I think about is the finest in Thai cuisine. That's right. It's What the Huck. What the Huck, 323-654-7952. What is it, Perry?
323-654-7952.
And that is for the finest in Thai cuisine. But you know what? Sometimes people that can't speak English want to come by.
Oh!
Like maybe some of our Latin people here in the West Hollywood
area.
You
do it in Spanish this time, Scam Master.
I don't do Spanish.
Tres, dos, tres.
Tres, dos, tres.
Tres, dos, tres. Cuánto, cinco, seis, siete. I don't know the rest.
What number?
It's 323-654-7952.
Seis, cinco, cuatro. Seis, cinco, dos, siete, nueve, cinco. It's the first time I'm trying Spanish. Did you guys see that number?
Go right ahead, right there.
Oh, Dad, what the heck?
What the heck?
Oh, that's tres, dos, tres, seis, cinco, cuatro, siete, nueve, cinco, dos.
Can you try it one time?
I'm not.
I don't try it!
Stop yelling.
Try it, you motherfucker! Oh, it's our only advertiser. This is why nobody advertises with us, because of you!
Because of me?
Yeah.
Oh, you always screw up your own advertisements.
You can't even do your own commercials. All you know how to do is interrupt.
You can't even do your own
www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
You know what? I don't give a shit. You're not a very good salesperson.
Well, when I got these two dimwits.
Who are you talking about?
You and him.
What about me?
Three dimwits.
I've been waiting for you to say that for a long time.
Oh, God, help us.
Well, you know, I see by the clock on the wall, we're running out of time, but we still have to do something very, very important, and it's the best damn thing we do on this show. It's time once again for a little thing that we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the Big Three Podcast. This is where Mole will come up with some kind of concept, something that's really maybe topical, maybe something in the news from our own personal lives. But Mole will come up with a story. He'll write a scenario for that story, and then he'll cast the scene. Now, the actors in this scene, usually Perry, myself, and whoever else is around, will reenact this thing with the magic of the improv game. What we don't know is, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today we head into the future. Dan, you mentioned something real interesting before.
What?
And that was, what would it be like in Perry's kitchen. If Perry was making chili and Walter came over to help him as his assistant cook.
It ain't gonna happen.
And maybe brought along a doggy. Scaremaster. You play Scaremaster.
What? No. There's no animals in my apartment.
Wolfie, you're the dog.
There's no animals in my apartment.
Hey, what are you doing, Scaremaster? It's me, Mole.
What do you want?
Fine, it's me, Wolfie.
Wolfie, so excited.
I'm going to hump you.
It tastes chili.
Let me see those balls.
Scaremaster
picks
up the chili and drops it on his lap. It drives Wolfie crazy. Wolfie's got to have the chili that Scaremaster dropped on his lap.
Get your fucking paw out of my fucking...
I just want to feel you.
Why don't you let him do what he's wanting? I'd let him lick my... No. I hear one time...
Mo grabs some CDs. Mo grabs some CDs off the rack.
Get your hand off my goddamn CD,
tries to figure out how to open the CD player.
Hey, whose trophy is this? This is a big trophy.
Mo gets a butter knife to
Nobody's
open
going,
the
no,
CD
player. All right, number
Hold
one.
Hold on. Mo jumps
the party's over!
Mo jumps
the
up and down.
The fucking party's over!
And then Wolfie goes in the bathroom to take a bath.
Hey, where do I go take a bath?
And then the puppy makes a poop right in the middle of Scaremaster's credenza.
Oh, fuck you.
Your mom's
fuck
credenza.
You.
The dog makes a big poop right there. Hey,
nobody's coming into the apartment. There's no party.
Hey, Perry. Perry.
The onions are starting to burn. Where's your chili?
I hear inside the dog, I think it has blood in its stool.
There's no fucking party.
And this bloody
house.
Stool all
there's
over
no
the bathroom.
There's no party at my house.
There's blood everywhere.
There's no party at my house.
This canine AIDS
Sorry.
Dog
Hey,
blood
there's
everywhere.
Blood coming from under the door. What do we do, Perry?
Help me.
Mo quickly runs over to start cooking the chili because it's burning on the stove.
Hey, I can help out with
oh, he
this.
Oh, he burned his hand. He throws the hot
Hello!
It gets the curtains on fire.
There's no party at my house, so you guys can have all the fucking lights. You can have all the fucking lights, but there's no fucking party at my house.
Mole tries to put the fire on with some olive oil.
I need some olive oil. I need olive oil.
There's no fucking party at my house.
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
No, no party in my house.
What are you talking about? There has to be a party.
Wrong.
We've already
if
said.
If I'm going to have this shit happening, you touching my stuff, no fucking party, period.
You just set rules. Mo will do anything.
Mo is
don't.
Not coming
How
in.
How about the last time I went there? I didn't touch one thing.
He didn't. That's true. Perry.
Not one thing. We didn't touch
Mo's
anything.
A few years older. It's a whole different scenario now.
We came to your apartment.
We're
we did that show with
God's.
Dominic.
Yeah.
And I helped you get Andy Dick's bleeding... assistant.
I remember that.
AIDS blood everywhere. I helped you get clothes back on him.
Oh, God.
And he got rid of him. He was one of the guys that helped out.
Oh, my God.
You got to admit that. Oh, what's Wolfie doing? Uh-oh. He smells your balls. He smells your balls.
Tiny meatballs. Hey, where can we get in touch with Wolfie on the internet?
You can get in touch with me on SimplyDon1 on my Twitter account. I'm on Don Barris on Facebook. And if you want, you can check with me on my Instagram at SimplyDon1 and my Vine at Don Barris. How about you, Mole? How can they get in touch with you?
On Facebook.
Walter Molininski?
Yeah.
On Facebook?
What are you going to
do? Millie Man.
How about you, Scaremaster?
ScaryPerry818 on Twitter.
And that's K-A-R-V...
Scary Perry is not spelled K-A-R, stupid.
Good point. It is
sure.
The Caravello is.
Now on Facebook, it's Perry.Caravello. C-A-R-A-V-E.
K-A-R. It's K-A-R.
C-A-R is how you spell my name,
positive.
You brain dead.
Look, right here on this picture right here, it says K-A-R.
Started fucking pictures of me. And I also, if you fucking put the K in the goddamn credits of the new fucking movie, I'm going to fucking... What am I going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do.
You're going to get thrown out of this game with that attitude.
Absolutely, we are.
And the CIRs and car, you cocksuckers!
Anyway, and you can see me every night at the World Famous Comedy Store. I perform there every night. I close out the show. And on Mondays, we have our Death Squad Ding Dong show. That's at 10 o'clock, and it's a Death Squad podcast. Well, guys,
Death
put
Squad
it there.
Death Squad or Dork Pie show?
That's really cool.
cold. I don't interrupt your commercials. Put it there,
well,
guys.
You may not, but
big three.
One more big three.
Here we go.
Big three.
Goodbye.